Hey, let me in. Finally. What took you so long? You were studying? Yeah, I'm sure. Is that what's on your desk? Why aren't you sleeping instead? It's like 8:30 at night. I gotta get up at 1. What do you mean, what do I have to do at 1? Cat things, obviously. You wouldn't get it, you're not nocturnal. What if I crash here? Your bed is softer. Yeah, thanks. Oop. Hey, I can't sleep because you're typing too loud. What are you studying anyways? Yeah? What are you gonna do with that? Huh. I guess that makes sense. There's a lot of work in that field. Okay. Excuse me. Sounds like you have a plan then. Am I studying? Nothing. College is expensive. What do I do all day? Sleep, obviously. Nocturnal, remember? Of course I have a job. What do you think I do all night? Run around the apartment and break stuff? Oh, please. I haven't broken anything. Tell me about work. Is your boss still an asshole? Oh, he's not? Isn't he the one that's always rude to his employees? And doesn't he take hour-long breaks to leave, like, 2 people to look after the whole store? And he has 4 dogs. Sounds like an asshole to me. You can't trust anyone with that many dogs. You should get a new job. This one doesn't make you happy. Well, I mean, if the pay's that good. What? It didn't break. I pull my weight just fine. My part of the rent is always paid on time, right? Right. And the bills get paid, right? Right. And I don't actually break your stuff. What do you mean it's the principle of things? I can't even touch your stuff? Who lives here, huh? It's my apartment, too. I do wash my hands. They're probably cleaner than yours. Okay, fine. I'll ask your permission next time before I push your toy plane off your desk. I'm sorry. I do not shed everywhere. Maybe in the summer, but that's because it's hot. Hey, what are you doing? Why are you shaking your pillow at me? Well, it can't be my hair. It's... Oh. How did that get there? Ha, ha. For real this time, I'm gonna sleep. I have to be up in a few hours. Yeah. hell? How many times have I told you not to touch my ears? No. Seriously, what's with humans always touching people's ears? It's like a first instinct, like you can't avoid it. Like, hold on, I gotta go screw with that person's sensory organs. You complain about me touching stuff. Do you go up to your boss and touch their ears? Sorry, it's because I'm what? It's because I'm cute. Well, yeah, obviously, I'm an echo. Being pretty and graceful and dignified is kind of our thing. Like, tugging on people's ears is apparently your thing. I'm torn right now. Your bed's so much nicer, but I can't trust you to not start pulling on my ears again. Or my tail. Stop. Yeah, I know it's fluffy. It's also my tail. I'd be able to afford a nice bed too if I had a job, wouldn't I? I do have a job, though. Yeah, I do. I'm a lifestyle vlogger. I write for a website about the curiosities and tribulations of being a non-human in a human-majority city. I think I've told you this before. Yes, it's a real job. It pays. No, I'm not telling you how much. Hey, I pay the rent and on time. That's all you need to know. No, actually, I don't like it. It's not actually that much different here from where I'm from. I mean, like, one's a city, one's a town, but it was a bit weird the first few weeks, you know. Job hunting, looking for an apartment, all that stuff. Did I tell you about this already? Yeah, a lot of places just didn't want to hire an echo or rent a place to one, right? Apparently people might be allergic to me if my hair got on everything. I had to sleep on my buddy's couch for a while. Then I found that blog when I was looking for work. Once I moved in with you, though, things kind of smoothed out. No one seems to mind me, provided that they don't have to hire me, apparently. So it's not much to talk about anymore. I just make up shit half the time. What, you don't believe me? Ugh, give me your phone. Give me your phone. I'm not getting up. Bring your phone here. Thank you. Okay, let me find it. Okay, this one, this article's mine. And that one. And that one, yep. There's more too. Part of me wants to keep bullshitting them. It's decent money for work that lets me sit around the apartment being pretty. But I also didn't plan on being a creative writer, you know? Yeah, I've started looking for a new job. Not anything too menial. These claws are too well manicured to be sweeping or stocking shelves, you know? So why'd you choose your major? Is it a major? Are you going for your master's? Oh, really? Interesting. Aren't you full of surprises?
Okay.
I really gotta sleep this time. Yes, I'm gonna stay on your bed. You don't look like you're stopping your reading or typing anytime soon, but just don't touch my ears this time, pervert. Good night.